Plan of Attack by Dale Brown. Read by William DuFries. Prologue. Battle Mountain Air Reserve Base, Nevada, June 2004.
SA-17 target detection radar at 12 o'clock, 50 miles, no problem. Well below detection threshold. Oh, wow! A newcomer! SA-12 surveillance radar, 1 o'clock, 85 miles, the reconnaissance technician reported. The guy looked all of 19 years old and sounded even younger. He could have been commenting on the appearance of aliens in a video game. He was neither excited nor surprised, just gleefully energized. SA-12 data link signals being transmitted. Still not locked on, but he knows we're out here. Wait, radar's down. He shut it off in a big hurry.
Well, well, the Rusky sneaked an SA-12 into the theater, Major General Patrick McClanahan remarked. He was well accustomed to the youthful expressions and seemingly laid-back style of his soldiers, and he tried not to impart his own red-alert mentality on them. The 47-year-old two-star Air Force general typed in commands on his computer terminal, calling up any additional information on this new contact. Possibly a full SA-12 battery, 6 transporter erector launchers plus 5 loader launchers tied into a surveillance radar vehicle, sector scanning radar vehicle, and command post. He's pretty far outside Ashgabat. It's obviously not intended to protect Russian forces in the capital. It's a clear violation. They're moving the heavy guns a little farther east every day, Air Force Colonel Darren Mace remarked. The 51-year-old Air Force veteran watched as the large, full-color tactical display updated itself with the location and identification of the new Russian surface-to-air missile.